I'm Tass Mellis of The Starters.
This is Ben Golver with the Open Floor Podcast.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ludlow from NBA Inside Stuff.
I'm OG Anunoby of the Toronto Raptors.
Hey, I'm Elena Deladon, and welcome to the Double Clutch.
Double Clutch.
Double Clutch.
Double Clutch.
Double Clutch Podcast.
Welcome to the third installment of the Double Clutch BBL podcast. My name is Josh Coyne, and I'm excited to be joined by two special guests this time. Fresh off a dramatic season opener, Justin Robinson and Dirk Williams of the London Lions. Welcome, guys.
Thank you for having me.
So how, I mean, Justin, you're used to this. Dirk, you've had a few years over here in the BBL, you know, in Sheffield and now in London. How much have you gotten used to the weather over here, and how much does it, how does it compare to back home?
Oh, yeah, well, I'm from down south, so it doesn't really get as cold as it is here. So I think that first year was definitely a big adjustment for me, but I think I'm used to it now. I think I learned I got a coat, so I know.
There we go.
That first year I didn't have a coat, so I struggled that whole first year. I learned from that first year.
Yeah, and those winds up north in Sheffield, they're no joke.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and so as a country, of course, we're talking now on the 4th of November 2020. As a country, we're you know, a day away from a new lockdown. Of course, the guidance of the government is all over the place. No one really knows exactly what's going on. How challenging has it been, guys, to stay ready at all times? I'll start with Justin on this one. How challenging has it been to stay primed for action during this period?
Yeah, it's been tough. I mean, I think it's, especially when we first started our preseason, we started so early. You know, we was training for the Champions League qualifiers, and you know, like, we didn't really know when the season would start or when the qualifiers would be. You know, they kept getting pushed back, so it's hard to train when you don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. You know, to stay motivated, stay locked in. You know, it was hard, but you know, now the BBL season's officially started. You know, we have something to look forward to, something to train for each week. You know, we can scout, we can lock in. You know, we can focus on teams. So, you know, it's been hard, but you know, we just have to get through it, really.
Mm-hmm. And Dirk, you guys have played your first game, as I mentioned before the call, already. But how were the practices leading up to the season? How competitive did it get in training before the season?
I think we have some times where it's been pretty competitive. I think we like to challenge each other, you know, try to make each other better. And I think that's what's the good part about having this group of guys. I think, you know, we just try to push each other and try to get better each and every day.
And Justin, you guys obviously both have standout skill sets at the guard position. Do you guys personally push each other kind of at that position, and how competitive does it get between the both of you?
Yeah, I mean, Dirk already knows how me and him sometimes, you know, we go out in practice, you know, being overly, I wouldn't say overly aggressive, you know, like we're physical, you know, but it's all in the name of, you know, pushing each other, making each other better, you know, holding each other accountable, you know, because we know against other teams, you know, they're going to give us their best shot, you know, so we know that practices have to be really tough, you know. But I mean, that goes for everyone, you know. Each and every guy challenge each other, you know. Like, we go at it, you know, we push, we shove, you know, we're all just trying to win, you know. So it's never anything personal, you know. We're just trying to make each other better and just have a successful season, really.
It's a winning environment if you can hold each other accountable, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
For sure.
Yeah, cool. So, Dirk, I don't know if it's best to ask you, so I'm going to go back to Justin on this one. I know that Dirk can get up. I've seen the video footage. Justin, have there been any bodies caught in practice?
Has there been? I think there might be one.
Yeah, I think there has. There was actually one today.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's speaking if you have caught any bodies.
Oh, with me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think most of my dunks have been in transition so far.
I think there may have been, I'm not sure, but
yeah, maybe one like at the beginning of the season.
I won't say any names. I won't, you know, put anyone on the hot seat.
I like that. Would that be breaking some sort of code?
Yeah, yeah, you know, you got to keep it in house, you know. So.
Yeah, yeah, that completely makes sense. That, I mean, you've got to respect people for challenging the shot, though. That's just defense.
Of course. I mean,
for sure.
I mean, I give the utmost respect to guys that are shot blockers and guys that can test it no matter what, you know. So
yeah. Do you find it frustrating when you see, you know, in like NBA, Dirk, in NBA media where you get, or even kind of European basketball media, where fans really latch on to the kind of, you know, this guy gets posted all the time. The guy I'm thinking automatically in my head goes to guys like Aaron Baines, where it's like, oh, this guy just constantly gets dunked on. But what that is? It's because he's not getting out of the way of these shots. He's not getting in the way of the dunk attempts. You've got, you know, it's kind of frustrating, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So, Dirk, you, like I mentioned, you know, you got yourself a coat because you learned that lesson in Sheffield. You spent a couple of years playing for the Sharks before going elsewhere in Europe. I take it you guys, your paths crossed at that point.
Yeah. I mean. I think I played against him. I think I played against Dirk for two seasons. Was it 2 seasons?
Yeah, it was two. Yeah, my first 2 years, my rookie season, and my second year.
Yeah.
Who got the better of the matchup?
I think we were the better team, but I mean, Dirk always played well against us. You know, he was always like their main guy, their main scorer. So you know, we always tried to, you know, keep our focus on him. But you know, most of the times he played, you know, extremely well against us. You know,
they always had some good teams.
So, Dirk, what drew you to the Lions then to join Justin this year? What was it that really drew you in?
I was looking for somewhere to play, and I had a long talk with my fiance, and you know, I wanted to be close to my son and stuff. So I think what drew me, you know, I get to be close to my family as well as you know, I got a chance to talk to Vince, and he was very cool. You know, building a good team, you know, I want to be able to be in, I feel like we've been put in a position to where we can be successful. So, and I think that's, you know, it's about that time in my career, you know, where I want to be able to be put in a position to win some championships.
Yeah. So early days as well, but how does this roster rank in terms of pure talent accumulated in one team that you've played with?
Yeah, me personally, I would definitely say, like, you know, this is definitely the best team I've been on so far in my career. This fourth year going, I would definitely say we definitely have a good team. I think once we all put our mind to it, and you know, once we put our mind to everything, I think we'll be able to show how good we're going to be this year.
And Justin, you've been in the squad with your hometown team since 2017, is that right?
Yeah, this will be my fourth season.
Fourth season, and how does this roster stack up to compared to the previous years? Not, you know, is it really promising? Is it something you're excited about?
Yeah. I mean, since I've been at the Lions, you know, like this is easily the best team I've been on. You know, we got talent across the board. You know, obviously, like I played in Europe, so I played on some pretty good teams. But like from top to bottom, this is most definitely the most talented team. But like Dirk said, you know, it's just all about us getting that chemistry, you know. And I think the more we spend time together, you know, we've had a lot of guys injured, you know, like some guys are out, some guys are in. So that kind of hurts the chemistry sometimes with guys getting used to each other. But once we gel, you know, I think it will be a really successful season, you know. And I believe, you know, everyone just wants to win, so. You know, that's the most important thing. We have guys that just want to win, so.
Yeah, and you mentioned the competitive practice and the competitive environment that's been created because of that joint need to win. Dirk, has there been much trash talk on the court between the squad?
I mean, of course, you know, whether it's in the game or it's in practice, you know, you have some days like that where it's going to be trash talk or whatever, but, you know. At the end of the day, we all men, we can all suck it up and, you know, see each other the next day and be cool.
Justin, who's the biggest trash talker?
Biggest trash talker? I'd probably say maybe Joe. or Kervin, maybe. Yeah, maybe Joe or
a lot.
Yeah. Or Andre Lockhart, maybe. Andre, you know, those guys, they talk a lot. So.
Well, the good thing is you've got a lot of guys in the team that can back it up.
Exactly.
So, Justin, you feel, obviously, you've won two MVP awards in the league. Do you feel as though the new addition in the squad, all the new additions in the squad, sorry, and the influx of talent that you've had helps to kind of give you that extra push to keep going? I mean, obviously, you've got that natural desire to win. You know, you've made that abundantly clear. But sometimes when it, you know, more competition for places, new talent around you, does it give you an extra push after two really fantastic years?
Yeah, I mean, you can't really come to practice and take a day off and say, oh, you know, like, I'm just going to chill today. And, you know, you have to bring your A game every day, you know, in practice. So that alone just raises the level of performance, you know. And, you know, naturally that should translate to the game. But for me, really, it's just about just taking some of the load off of my shoulders, you know. I mean, I'm on a team now where, you know, it doesn't have to be me to play well for us to win, you know. Like, I can have a horrible game and we still have enough talent that other guys will pick up the slack, you know. So it just takes so much pressure off of me, you know. And like, me and Vince have had those talks over the years. You know, I've always told him, you know, like, you know, we need more talent, we need more this, we need more that to kind of help us be more of a well-rounded team, you know. So I'm just happy that, you know, we got other guys, you know, that can do the same thing as me, you know. They can perform, they can get it done. So it takes a lot of pressure off my shoulders.
And how much of an added impetus do you have from it being, you know, you've played in Europe, you've had, you know, motives to succeed in Europe, your career's been really loaded with success. But what does playing in London mean to you in particular?
Yeah, I mean, it means everything, really. I mean, you know, you can play in Europe and stuff and you can have successful seasons in other countries, but I mean, sometimes it's almost out of sight, out of mind, you know. But when you're actually home, having an impact on the court, off the court, you know, you're playing in front of your friends, your family, and if you can win in your hometown, you know, it just holds so much more weight, you know, because it's a much more of a personal relationship, you know, with the fans, people around, people in the UK basketball community. I feel like it just holds much more weight, you know. So mm-hmm.
Definitely. And when you came over to the UK, was it what you expected when you came over to the BBL to play basketball? And what were your expectations before arriving in the league?
I mean, for me, you know, I always had high expectations no matter where I played it because it was professional level. So, you know, I came in with that mindset, you know, that I just wanted to learn and adjust. And I think I definitely felt like, you know, when I got here to the UK, you know, it was a lot more different from when I left from college and playing in uni. So I definitely think it was definitely a big gap. And I think for me personally, I feel like the BBL is a lot more competitive than what a lot of people think out in like Europe and other places.
Mm. And so throughout the years, there's obviously been a level of skepticism from American basketball media, maybe even, you know, across households in the US, that European basketball players are soft or the level's lower than they actually know. I thought that recently that skepticism had kind of faded a little bit, but then obviously Luka Doncic, you know, fell so far in the draft that, you know, it didn't make any sense. Do you feel as though that has faded a lot, that kind of skepticism of European basketball in America?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, me personally, I think that, you know, American basketball and European basketball are definitely like two different styles of basketball. So, you know, a lot of players that have been able, like Luka, that's being able to bring their style of basketball over, you know, it's definitely cool to watch. You know, because, you know, where he was playing at, you know, it's a hard place to play. Like, you know, it's hard to score there. But, you know, like he said, it's a lot more easy to score because it's a faster pace in the NBA. I feel like it's a lot more faster pace in the NBA. That's probably the main difference.
Yeah. But that was staggering, wasn't it? Because it was, you know, he can win literally everything put in front of him at every level, youth, He'll win every individual accolade. He'll win everything with his team. And yet it will still be like, yeah, but he didn't play in college. But, you know, is what it is. All we need is more people like you, Doug, to go back and spread the word.
Yeah, for sure.
The good word of the BBL. You mentioned some of the things that you that kind of drew you to come into play in London. And, you know, I am a long, I'll admit, I'm a long-term Leicester Riders fan. And I've been forced to really, truly admire the recent branding of the Lions. And I absolutely love the black LDN jersey. That kit is really nice. Where does it rank on the scale of, I don't know, freshness, Justin?
Freshness. No, it's definitely like a, what can I call it? Swaggy. I call it swaggy, you know. Like so many people were hitting me up about it. Like, oh, you know, can we buy it online? I want to buy it for my children, you know. So it was definitely stylish, you know. And to bring it out for the Champions League qualifiers was definitely a smart move, you know. I mean, you're putting it on the forefront of social media and stuff like that. So, yeah, man, people liked it. I liked it, you know. So it was pretty cool.
Dirk, how do you think you look in the London jersey?
Yeah, I think it was pretty cool. You know, it's cool to be in some black and white. I think we have some interesting colors. For me, I like the fist that was on the back. You know, that was cool for me as well.
Yeah, important. Another thing I've noticed building up to the season, obviously you had that really dramatic game against Newcastle. But one thing I have noticed, I spoke to Kevin Webb in the first episode of the BBL podcast we're doing. And he was super, you know, confident, seemed competitive like you guys. But one thing I've noticed is that there's been a lot of discourse on social media from London Lions players, you know, stating their confidence. And I think that that kind of thing's really good for BBL fans. But did you guys have any thoughts about that kind of online discussion?
I mean, everyone's different. I mean, everyone expresses their opinion in different ways, you know. You know, Kevin's, you know, he's a New Yorker, so, you know, he's quite vibrant and expressive, you know, so he's going to express himself in that way. You know, someone like me or someone like Dirk, you know, we're quite quiet guys, you know, we're laid back. I'm more of an introvert, you know, so I just, you know, keep my mouth shut and try to go out there and get the job done. But, you know, but like you said, you know, I think it's definitely healthy to have that expressiveness and, you know, like the dialogue between teams and between players, you know, to kind of build up hype for the games and, you know, just make it more exciting, you know. You see it all the time in the NBA, so, you know, like, there's nothing wrong with, you know, guys stating their opinion or showing how confident they are.
Or even creating a healthy rivalry.
Yeah, most definitely.
Definitely. So, as we mentioned, we're heading into a lockdown. Depending on where you're listening or watching this podcast, you may be well into it or you may be just beginning it. But, Dirk, outside of basketball, what are your lockdown plans? How are you going to get through this?
Oh, well, you know, I got my family here. I get to hang out with my son and my fiance every day. So I guess, you know, I'm trying to keep our mindset positive and stuff over here. Because, you know, at the end of the day, I get to leave the house at least once, you know, for practice and stuff. But it's about trying to make sure that they're mentally okay and stuff like that. So it's about, you know, trying to get through with my family, you know, being, you know, keeping everybody happy here.
Justin, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much the same as Dirk, really. I mean, nothing really changes for me, really, you know. I wake up, get the kids ready for school, and I go to practice, come home, you know. But like Dirk said, you know, I mean, the most important thing is just making sure, you know, your family's healthy and everyone's safe. Your loved ones are checked on, you know. We've got to make sure we, you know, we check on our parents, our grandparents, our siblings, you know, close friends. Mm-hmm. So, the biggest thing is just being there for each other, really, you know, because it's not easy to be isolated and cooped up in the house, you know. So I think that's the biggest thing, just being there for your family and your friends, you know.
Well, the thing is, I know about you guys as players is that you're both more than capable of handling yourself in isolation. See what I did there. Okay, so finally, what are your expectations going forward this year then? What can London Lions fans expect from you guys?
For me, I mean, from a, I mean, I'm only going to state the team standpoint because I think that's the most important thing. It's just win. I mean, that's all we're concerned about, you know. I mean, no one really cares about the antics and the shenanigans, you know. We're just trying to win, you know. We're just trying to get as much silverware as possible, you know. You know, so that's the biggest thing, you know, like, just win. And hopefully we can, you know, be one of those historical teams, you know, one of the teams like Newcastle that have won everything, that have won all four trophies, or, you know, teams that have won the treble like Newcastle or Leicester, you know. So that's all it is, really, you know, like, it's just trying to take London Lions to the next level, you know. So, yeah.
Same as you, Dirk, kind of just put the team on the map.
Yeah, for sure. Like Justin said, you know, I think we all have that same type of mindset as a collective group. You know, we all want to win and, you know, win as many championships as we can, and, you know, make a statement and stuff like that. But, you know, for me personally, you know, I just want to – I'm a team guy, so I just want to do whatever I can to help the team win. That's all I'm about, you know, this season is trying to win.
I think that is a really good place to leave it. Please like, rate, review, follow – do whatever you need to do to consume this podcast, or however you show appreciation online. Follow Double Clutch UK on social media and London_Lions on Twitter for more updates on the team. Justin, Dirk, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate that.